How do you see this challenge presented before you, coming to a new team and already, bam, being an instant leader of it?
Test our challenges, and, you know, either we're going to rise to it or we're going to fall. And I think we got to look deep within ourselves and find out what we want our story to be. And looking around, I could just feel like our guys want it to be, you know, the best results.
When you left the Broncos, did anybody tell you you were crazy?
No, they didn't tell me I was crazy. They told me, you know, just do what's on your heart, man. You know, after you go through things like that, you know, with certain group of guys, you become family, you know, you become close. And, you know, that's what I want for us here.
You're a thinking man. You have a philosophical way of looking at things. How do you marry that with your on-field persona, which is a bad man playing linebacker?
Well, I try to turn into a monster out there, man. You get to be who you want to be out there on that field. And you can be a monster, you can be an animal, you can be whatever you want to be. But you got to make plays.
Is there such a thing as a John Fox guy? And are you one of them?
He kind of helped mold me, man. I was a little hothead dude fighting every day, you know, just trying to be around the ball. But I always had instincts and I flew around. But, you know, it was just, I didn't know how to control it all the time. And Coach Fox kind of, you know, slowly molded me, you know, tap me here and there. Danny, you know, come on now. I check my rule book and say you can be great today. I'm like, okay, coach. Okay, that's kind of nifty right there. So I took that with me all the time.
If you come out of college, there's some guys who are, man, they're ready to jump in and be a true pro. And some need a level of maturation for whatever reason, their environment they came from. What would you be in that category?
Coming into a team with Peyton Manning, oh, my God. You know, he was ripping me apart, man, but it made me better, you know. And they even made a play after me because I took on that challenge. That just helped me take it to the next level, get my feet right, break on receivers, tight ends. Don't matter who out there, I'm going to cover them.
Tell me about your mom.
Just to be brief, she's everything. My mom made hard times seem like fun times.
So there were hard times though, huh?
Oh yeah.
Like?
It was times where lights was off, didn't have nothing to eat. Just because, you know, she was traveling to Ohio, going back and forth, and, you know, I was outside running in the street, and then I put together some money, and this guy brought equipment over so I can lift weights. And every night, street lights out, I put rocks in my backpack, I'm outside running. Not knowing what's going on inside the house, what I'm going to eat. Just trying to get away from that situation, but also find some stuff that I knew that would help me in the long run. And that's when I learned to build my character.
As I sit here and listen to you talk, one word keeps popping into my head. You're a force. You're a force of nature. Would you say that's a fair representation of who you are?
I would definitely say that. Yeah, I feel like it. And, you know, it's starting to become a good feeling to me. And, you know, I got a little daughter, so I know I got to be a man for her and do what I need to do. And that's when I really start homing in and understanding this family mentality. And, you know, you can protect your family at any cost. That's how I want us to be on the field, you know. You might have a play here and there, but protect your family. Say, it's all right, we get them next play. You owe me two more plays after that. And that's it, man. We keep rolling and we keep pushing each other. That's how you get to the next level.